God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. In Luke 16, Jesus says, you cannot serve two masters. He goes on to say, you cannot serve God and mammon. This is all in the context of verse 1, which begins by Jesus telling a story. A certain rich man had a steward. The word steward is the word from which we get our word economy, meaning the manager of a household or that which goes with it. It's come to mean, rightly so, the thrifty use of whatever you have. It also means the arrangement or method of operation of money or what have you. So there's more than one different kind of economy. You know, when we talk about being efficient, that kind of economy, we have a candy bar and an economy size a candy bar, you know, or family size a candy bar. When it comes to just the way you operate what you have, your time, your money, your health, and specifically money in Luke chapter 16, there are two different kinds of economies. Now, I'm thankful for any freedom that we have. I'm thankful where I am for the freedom for equal opportunity, not shared misery. I'm thankful for that. But there's an older distinction than that. There's an older distinction than communism and free market, or socialism and free market, or whatever other kind of economy there is. The most essential kind of economy is found in Luke chapter 16, and that is those who are stewards, that is those who are servants, servants of money, and those who are servants with money. And there's a profound difference. How do you know which you are? How do you know whether you are a servant of money or you are a servant with money? Well, let me give you three metrics by which to judge this from what Jesus has said. First of all, consider your goal. What is the goal? What is the end goal of what you have? Now, this could apply to time or health or abilities, but we're talking specifically of money here. Two economies are those who seek to be rich and those who seek to be faithful. Those are two different kinds of economies. Now, is it wrong to be rich? No. No, it is not. But Jesus said, they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Actually, Jesus didn't say that. That's written in the epistles. But those that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and they are drowned. They drown with their own desires. In contrast, Jesus has said in verse 10 of Luke 16, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Well, if I'm faithful with what I have, it implies that there's a metric beyond me that decides whether how I'm using what I have, money in particular, is good or bad, whether it's faithful or unfaithful, whether it's wise or unwise, as Jesus talks about in previous verses. So it's not that being rich is wrong. It's that there's a difference between making it my goal today to be rich and making it my goal today to be faithful with what I have, realizing that what I have is somewhat dependent upon how faithful I am with what I have already. So that's one metric. Another metric is time. That is the way I'm using money simply a matter of right now for me in this time, or is it a matter of eternity? And there's a difference. In verse 9, Jesus says, make yourselves friends of the mammon of unrighteousness. Now, we're not going to go into the particular meaning here because there's a lot here. But what I want to show you is that he says that when ye fell, they may receive you into everlasting habitations. He's talking about using what you have, specifically money, for an eternal purpose. If every goal I have regarding my money is in time, in my lifetime, it means that it ends with me. And it means that the primary goal is me and mine. Now, it's not wrong to plan. It's not wrong to save. It's not wrong to spend. It's not wrong to plan for your children, those that come after you. But what I'm saying is, if everything I'm doing with what I have has to do with right now and me, that is very different than planning for beyond me, planning for beyond now, planning for eternity. So there are two economies here. There are two different kinds of stewards, those who are servants of money and those who are servants with money. Let me give you one more, and that is the focus. Is my focus of my money, for instance, about mine, or is it about what belongs to another? You know, sometimes I'm serving money when I think I'm serving, or rather, I am serving money when I think money is serving me. You know, if I'm always thinking about how I can get more, and that ends with itself, then it's not really money that's serving me. It's me, and I am serving money. On the other hand, when I realize that everything I have belongs to God and it belongs to another, that changes the complete complexion. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So who calls the shots? Who calls the shots in my life, the decisions I make? Money is a consideration, just like my health is a consideration, just like time is a consideration, just like the gifts I have. These all comprise the considerations I may make today. But when Jesus in the first verse talks about a rich man who had a steward, I'm the steward, you're the steward, whether we be wise or unwise, who would be the rich man? Well, I don't think there's a direct parallel in this account, specifically of God, but the truth is, if there's a rich man in my life, it's God. If there's a rich one in your life, it is God. And the one you trust is the one who gives to you. 1 Timothy 6 says, charge them that are rich in this world. Now, every word in this verse is instructive. In this world, that they be not high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches. Nothing is more uncertain than riches. They have wings, they fly. I have them one day, I don't have them the next day, I have them the next day. Charge them that are rich in this world that they trust not in uncertain riches, but in the living God who richly giveth us all things to enjoy. In the context of 1 Timothy 5 and 6, there were false teachers who begrudged money and marriage and food, all things that we can enjoy. The things I'm wearing right now, the things I'll be using today are because of money. I enjoy being married. I enjoy food. I enjoy it every day. I should enjoy life and enjoy those as things that are not ends unto themselves, but things that are a gift from God. So in short, there are two economies. It's not as if there's socialism and communism and free market and, you know, capitalism. There may be different kinds of economies in the world, but there are two innate, intrinsic, from the beginning economies, ways you can steward what you have. Are you a servant of money, or are you a servant with money of God?